Whichever coffee you want, Mojo Espresso is the double shot you need. It's your caffeine-inspired shot of inspiration and perspective, made organically to help you on your journey, with the goal to win the morning and win the day. So to today's episode, which is all about embracing discomfort. And it was Carissa Moore, a four-time world champion surfer, who once said, "My comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there." And she set herself a goal to make her comfort zone as small as she possibly could, so that she could actually live on the other side of it, which is such a cool metaphor. But as a macro trend, we've noticed that as a human race, we just don't do discomfort so well, and have developed this somewhat screwed up notion that discomfort is actually bad or hard, and therefore staying in our comfort zone is somehow good. And we've mistakenly equated comfort with happiness, which is completely nuts. Yeah, staying comfortable or safe doesn't make us happy. And in some cases, it makes us miserable, right? Not to mention it's as boring as batshit. As humans, we've got these human needs and we all have them. We just have them in different order. But at the moment, we're overdosing on two of those needs, certainty and significance. And it's to the detriment of the need for uncertainty, yeah, spontaneity, surprise, adventure. And also the need for growth, yeah, evolving and learning and adapting and moving forward. Because here's the thing, growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. The magic happens on the edges, yeah, the fringes, in the struggle, and it's uncomfortable and messy and full of all these things that we actually weren't expecting. We're either growing or we're dying, and we grow through discomfort, not comfort, yeah, through challenges and trial and error and experimenting and learning. When we get this massive dopamine hit where we earn the right to say, "I can do difficult things." And those difficult things, for me, it might be just surfing bigger waves or duck diving my surfboard to get out to bigger waves. Yeah. Or it might be singing in public or just having a crucial conversation. Or in some cases, just sticking at those IKEA instructions until we get it right. Going back to the first episode of Mojo Espresso, I was so uncomfortable in this COVID WTF kind of, how the hell did I get here kind of thought with the, what the hell am I doing with my life moment. I was totally out of my comfort zone, but I was also a little excited as well. I had no idea what I was doing. You could argue I still don't. But at the end of the day, the goal was to get comfortable with the journey of trying new things and accept that we don't have everything figured out, and that's okay. Yeah, to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, yeah, to get our heart rate up in new situations or meeting new people or new experiences, yeah, to be challenged or to live on the edge. One of the reasons we stay in our comfort zone and don't explore this edge is a fear of making mistakes. But here's the thing, we need to make mistakes. Yeah, life is an exploration or experimentation, an adventure, a hero's journey into the unknown, a work in practice, and we have to make mistakes along the way because it actually unlocks this magnificent curiosity to grow and learn. Yeah, the curiosity to ask questions or just ask for help. Yeah, to be vulnerable and open-minded to new ideas or trying new ways of doing things. You know those feelings when you feel like you're alive? These are those moments. And now for a short break while I make myself a coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, gee, I wish my team at work knew about these principles, head to the Mojo Crow website to explore our Mojo for Work program. Now, where was I? Now, one of the other core reasons we play it safe is because of this epidemic called FOPO, yeah, the fear of other people's opinions. And this is where we fear others' judgment, as if we won't fit in or we won't belong, or if we make a mistake, we'll get ostracized by our tribe. And it's so screwed up because seeing people leaning in and having a crack at the risk of falling down is actually what inspires us as humans. And even if we screw it up, remember, it's our imperfections that connect us the most. Yeah, we gotta let go of craving recognition and caring what others think about us or say about us. It's none of our business anyway. Yeah, we can still care about others because we're hardwired for connection, remember. We just don't care what they think about us. And from this moment on, you can say to yourself, you know what? I don't care what anyone thinks about me. It's what I think about myself that matters. And one of the ways to do this is to simply remind yourself of a time when you earned the right to back yourself in, when you said, you know what, I've got this. And then just have a crack from that perspective, yeah, regardless of the outcome, because it's not the result that matters, or whether you win or fail. It's the fact that you tried. When Michael Jordan moved from basketball to baseball in 1995, he shot a Just Do It ad for Nike about not being afraid to try. Michael said the worst thing that can happen is it just doesn't pan out the way you envisioned it. But at least you know that by giving it a shot. He said, I can accept failure because everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. And this is why, for me, embracing discomfort and vulnerability as a strength is so important here. Yeah, to lean into risk and uncertainty and the emotional exposure to try new things. Vulnerability is in itself courage, and it's also uncomfortable, yeah, and it's also necessary. One easy technique is to have a beginner's mindset, yeah, to essentially celebrate being ordinary for the first time. You don't start off experienced at anything in life, because that's just not how life works. You start at the beginning with no experience and then learn and get better along the way. Yeah, and we celebrate the little wins along our journey, and that's the fun part of learning and growing. Because we tend to only teach kids stuff that we can do perfectly ourselves. But what I would say to that is, try not being afraid to put their experience ahead of your own. Yeah, and don't be afraid to look silly in the process. That's literally what we mean by being vulnerable. As mentioned earlier, we have this need for growth. So by definition of growing, we're going to put ourselves out of our comfort zone. Yeah, so you're going to be doing something for the first time or the second time. And you're not going to be an expert of it by definition, yeah? A beginner's mindset is more childlike. Not childish, childlike, where curiosity gives us a magnificent sense of wonder, yeah, the freedom to explore without any expectations, yeah, to play without fear or pressure, and instead to play with freedom. We need to create a generation that embraces discomfort. And as words are just verbalized thoughts, we also need to be really careful about the words we use and the questions we ask our kids when they get home from school. Because we're typically so focused on results and outcome, you know, like, did you win or did you score or what grades did you get? Instead of discomfort questions like, did you put yourself out there today? Or how did you feel when you got your blood pumping or your heart racing? Yeah, or what did you learn about that mistake? These are all questions that encourage discomfort, yeah, which is a really good thing. Questions that focus on the process, not the outcome. It reminds me of how Ash Barty redefines success for herself. As Ash says, my definition of success is more about relationships and experiences and memories and getting out of my comfort zone and seeing what I'm capable of. Yeah, just going after my goals and dreams and growing every day. That's success for me. Kids need to learn to trust themselves. So making everything comfortable just doesn't work. Yeah, we might think it's love and rationalize it that way, but we can't remove uncomfortable stimulus. Yeah, doing their homework or stop them from falling down or removing consequences if they stuff up. Discomfort is how they get better and grow and transform. We have to let our kids fail. Here's a little break while I enjoy my coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I don't want to just listen anymore, I actually want to do some of the work, then download the Mojo Crow app and start a course. And now, back to the episode. If we can encourage our kids to, you know, put themselves out there, to try new things to play around with, or just to see whether they like something or not, that might just be success. And by the way, I'm also speaking directly to myself here. One of the things I always come back to is just to remember that progress is slow and to have a laugh and to enjoy the process of being a beginner, which happens for me a lot. To not want to rush to the next stage, for there to be no time frame for when you progress to the next stage. Yeah, as long as you've got that forward momentum, yeah, when you're either winning or you're learning. Yeah, sounds like my golf game. In the hero's journey, you have to leave the safety and comfort in order to explore and grow. yeah, to find your bliss. Yeah. And as Joseph Campbell says, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Michael Gervais, one of my favorite American psychologists, describes the way to embrace discomfort in three steps. Firstly, appreciate that being uncomfortable is how we grow. Yeah, so just look for opportunities. Yeah. Step two is make a list of all the things that make you uncomfortable. Yeah, it might be asking a question or public speaking, or could just be disagreeing with someone. Yeah. And then commit to doing just one thing every day from that list. Yeah. Then it might become two things every day. And step three, commit to that list every day when you get up. Yeah. Get comfortably uncomfortable. One of my heroes, Eleanor Roosevelt, once said, do one thing every day that scares you, because that small thing that makes us uncomfortable builds the courage to do the work we do. Yeah. So let go of FOPO, yeah, fear of other people's opinions, and instead embrace discomfort, yeah, embrace your weird, own your story, and hopefully you'll find your mojo along the way. And as the famous philosopher Dr. Seuss once said, no one said it would be easy, they just promised it would be worth it. Okay, that's it for another episode of Mojo Espresso, and until next time, I will love you and leave you and see you on the other side in the soup. Bye for now.